I'll never forget the Joe Rogan and Theo Von podcast when Rogan asked Theo to put his headphones on and he goes, "Oh, yeah, you want me to put these on?" He put his cigar down.
I don't know if I like these, like, black things because they...
I like them.
Why?
Because it keeps the mic clean, because I probably spit when I talk.
Probably.
No, I do.
Okay.
I don't like pink, but I'm kind of jealous of your
headphones. Dude, so good.
I kind of look good.
Well, yours are right there. You want to look at them?
Wait, we both have headphones?
Yeah, I just have...
I thought you said mine were coming tomorrow.
No, I have to get the splitter tomorrow. So this is just for...
The splitter.
So basically, I have my headphones and they have a plug still, but...
No, I get it.
There's only one plug I remember this. So yeah, mine are pink.
That conversation we had 20 minutes ago, I remember now.
You're going to take it back to high school? You want to wear pink again?
No.
You match your socks?
No, here we go. No.
Yeah,
although I do pink need new socks. Speaking of socks, I got holes like you wouldn't believe.
I just and got you socks for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas ain't even anywhere close.
No, one time a year won't do it for you.
Ain't queer.
Can't say stuff like that.
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Explicit content. I will be checking that box.
For saying queer?
No. That F word that you just said like three times. I should probably stop moving in my chair. It's probably very drinking? Wine, of course.
Of course. You're not going to ask me what I'm drinking?
What are you drinking?
Coors Light, yeah. Of course. Your E is crooked in Brewer. The second E.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's just over time.
No, that's crooked. And the first E is a little high.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's not compared to the W.
Well, no, that doesn't make any sense because I literally used that tape method thing that you showed me to do.
What tape method?
Where you put the tape where you want on the back of the photo and then you like mark it and then you put it up on the wall and then you put the holes where they should go.
That is a pretty good method, huh? I learned that. I mean, I taught myself that.
No, you did not. You saw on TikTok.
Oh, YouTube. Let's try.
I'm just saying, I tried YouTube. That.
How to hang pictures.
Well, very, I mean, useful information, but I'm just saying, I did try.
Oh, it looks great.
Maybe it's the wall.
It actually, the color actually really matches.
Everything?
Yeah, like the white Brewer matches with the, you know, like the leaves.
I know, well, it's not the weird.
Whatever the F that is.
Those are leaves, I would say.
Those are not leaves.
Okay.
Do you know what a leaf is?
Honey, there are more than one type of a leaf.
Obviously. I used to work for a vegetation department.
Okay, well.
I learned about
you
leaves.
Would know. Okay, well, God, I need more wine.
Just kidding. Not nervous. You can get more wine, though.
No, I have plenty. The color I picked out is not as dark as what Archer's room was, but...
Yeah, but it looks good for coming through to your so-called leaves. It looks good as that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that color looks good coming through to the 100%. White letters.
Yeah, you're making so much sense. No.
Am I really, or are you just saying
I don't shit? Know, but all of the decor in here, you know, I've used...
Decor is hilarious.
The decor was for Archer, and I just saved money and time and just said, you know what, I really like the theme. Archer only used the theme for like literally a year. So
why
I'm like,
you save money because I'm not good at
well,
that.
Like I wasn't going to go and pick up. I had all of this decoration. I wasn't going to go out and pick a whole nother theme.
You would have though, if you didn't have those.
No, I wouldn't even know.
Decor.
I wouldn't even known of where to start for another theme for a boy. Cause like.
You know what I think is hilarious?
Hmm.
That freaking owl.
Bruh. Life-saving, life-changing.
Not with Brewer.
The owl he's referring to is a sound machine you can find on Amazon for like $15.99. And no, not for Brewer, but for Arch, he still uses it till this
day.
I
use it.
Yeah, we
do. It's going right now.
I know. It comes through the monitor.
Stephanie told us that. She thought we had birds in our house.
Oh, yeah, for the longest time. We used to live in a two-story, and so his bedroom was on the second floor, and so everybody that would come over would be like, where are all these birds? Because you could hear it echoing down, like where everybody would be like, you got birds out there? No, it's just from Archer's room. But our old house is very echoey. You could literally hear everything. I would be cleaning the kitchen at night because our routine was that you gave Archer a bath and you took a shower and you got ready for bed, basically, and I just did the dishes or whatever. I could hear you walking upstairs, and I don't know what it was, but I absolutely hated it. It annoyed the crap out of me.
The walking of the staircase?
Just everything. Flushing the toilets, like, where you're turning the bathtub on and off. I do not miss living in a two-story house.
But financially, we're not leaving this place.
Oh, yeah. It's
There's really no way in hell now. We can leave right now. Or in the next, like, 10 years.
Yeah. No,
maybe
I know.
10 years from now, I guess I should say. Maybe 10 years from now, we might be able to leave. If everything happens on the same cycle that has been happening, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't have any facts to back anything up, so I'm not going to get into anything.
Yeah.
Political, but there's no way in hell we're moving anytime soon. Unless interest rates dramatically drop. If my wife starts selling some houses, that'd be kind of cool.
Well, I'm working on it.
I know you are.
It's not, this is probably one of the worst times to be in real estate right now.
I know, but you're still hustling, which is cool.
Yeah, but it's truly, like, I talked to my mentor the other day, and I said, I literally picked the worst career.
It's actually the best time, though, because I'm making the most money I've ever made, and I can financially support us. Not saying that we can do whatever the hell we want. We're not, like, F you rich, but, you know, I can make our house payment, and we're not going to lose our house, and you can keep hustling.
Well, yeah, it's just
real estate.
I can hustle till the break of dawn. My issue is finding committed anybody, because you don't have sellers and you don't have buyers. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of super successful real estate agents that are still super successful today. Last year was one of the hardest years for real estate. My mom has a friend that's in real estate, and she still managed to sell like $2 to $3 million worth of real estate. So don't get me wrong.
Because
just for reference, I'm brand new. I don't have a pipeline yet. I'm trying to build it. I'm relying on friends and family who need to buy and sell homes. And that, frankly, is literally no one. I mean, no one that would use me. I'm so new to this, but I am working really hard. And I've had 2 to 3 random people approach me and random buyers, which is very rare. But I'm coming out of this like idea of where real estate was 5 years ago as a real estate agent, where you would like get people all the time door to door. You'd get people picking up your like brochures, things like that. Now, no, either somebody knows somebody or, you know.
Can I comment on your pipeline?
Yeah.
I'll be your pipeline.
You're so dumb.
But either way, though, you're always going to have people investing in real estate somewhere. So the longer you stay in it, the better off you'll be. Even if you're not making $100,000 a year right now, who cares? Because like 10 years from now, you're still going to be making, going to sooner or later. You're going to make your, you know, you're going to create your portfolio and your pipeline, and it's going to work out.
I agree.
So don't like not do it. I'll never forget the Joe Rogan and Theo Von podcast when Rogan asked Theo to put his headphones on, and he goes, oh, yeah. You want me to put these on? He put his cigar down, put his headphones on, and he goes, it's like when you sit down and you put your condom on and a girl's just sitting there texting. It's so funny, though, because that's like the best thing he could have said right there, and it worked so good.
I know. I will, till this day, I will always believe that you lose brain cells listening to Theo Von talk.
That's not true.
Absolutely.
No. You know what you do? No. You know what does happen, though? You laugh your fucking ass off.
Dude.
And so many good things come from laughing.
You literally made me listen to him.
Don't ask me what good things come from laughing, but good things do.
You literally made me listen to him all the way to South Lake Tahoe. And I
didn't make you. You asked me.
Comedians.
I'm sorry. Honey, you told me that.
I asked you for comedians and you turned on Theo Von, and I literally said I was losing my brain
cells.
He's
great.
By the minute.
He's so.
No.
He's authentic. Hilarious. No. He has built this following of people, which I do follow him a little bit, but I don't follow him like I'm like a huge Theo Von follower. Mm-hmm. I just like his comedy because he's realistic and he talks about his past, which had a lot to do with drugs. And then he built this following on these ex-druggies that are trying to do better for themselves, from what I've seen. And it's fucking fantastic what he does.
I agree.
I don't think you do.
I mean, I don't think that he hasn't done good things. I'm just saying the guy just...
He's an ex-druggie. He's definitely lost his own brain cells. But he will make you die laughing.
Yeah, I do have to say, he is really, really funny, but I have my own personal opinions about him. He drives me a little bit nuts.
Why? What drives you nuts about him?
I don't know. Just the way he talks, and he's so oblivious when he says stupid shit.
He does it because what I've gotten from
it's like
actually,
he says something stupid just for people's reactions.
Yes,
and
you want to know why? Because he's a comedian and he's practicing all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's trying to figure out what's funny to other people all the time. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I don't know how true that is, but I feel like that's what I've gotten out of him. So even on podcasts, he will say the stupidest shit sometimes, but it's like in line with what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's fucking hilarious sometimes. Sometimes it's like, okay, dude, that was too far. Like, it wasn't that funny. Like, I feel like a lot of the times he's hilarious. Maybe I'm just a follower.
You like agreeing and disagreeing with yourself right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, kind of. He's so funny because he tries.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out, oh, I can just say this right now. I can just say this right now. Let's see what happens. See what happens. All the time, he's not scared to fail. So, like him.
No, I agree. And that's where you have to start, right? You have to not be scared of it. I think maybe he's just like.
Start. He's already.
Gone. I know. But I'm just saying, like, that's kind of where he came from initially. So, like, that's where he is. And I feel like he doesn't know the difference anymore.
He just says what's on his mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%.
Because he already has his following. So, it really doesn't matter, anyways. Yeah. People follow him for who he is. So, regardless if you're a follower of somebody, like, if they say something ridiculous, you're going to laugh about it.
Yeah.
Just because you follow that person and you think they're funny, mm-hmm. anything they say is going to be funny.
I agree.
Not anything, but most things they say. Yeah. So, what did you do today?
I tried figuring out all of this fucking bullshit. You would be surprised of how much stuff goes into podcast. You would think it would be as simple as putting two microphones up to a computer and just talking. No,
I get it. Ain't that simple. But most things are difficult.
There was this thing I had to buy.
Focusrite,
which is just what we use. Okay, what I was going to say is Reddit said that's what I needed.
Oh, yeah, Reddit's a shit.
So
also has the most porn you'll ever fucking find.
Reddit was like, you need a, it was something else.
Reddit
like
or some people kind of, on Reddit?
People on Reddit.
It's crazy how many people are just sitting there waiting for somebody to make a pay.
No, I saw the same guy reply over and over and over too.
Yeah, that fool is probably just like,
just bored.
Somebody asked me a question. What's his ad?
He literally, I don't know, Tom something.
On. Your phone's right there.
No, I'm not going to freaking look at it right now. No, I'm just saying like, I went ahead and bought it. We're going to have it here by tomorrow. We're going to be sitting here talking with headphones on, praying to gosh that our kids are not screaming.
Well, if they are, then we're just going to either have to do it early morning or late night.
Yeah, you late night?
Yeah, so early morning.
This has actually been a lot of fun.
I'm having a good time.
Me too.
So, what are you doing tomorrow? It's getting hot, though.
Is that hot?
Our house is getting hot.
Yeah, I know. And
do you remember what way the fan was supposed to be going?
Counterclockwise is for summertime.
So, we never changed this one? Because this one, I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Can you look at your old history on Google to confirm that counterclockwise?
I know it's counter. Because I literally just looked at it for the other ones. Yeah, you went counterclockwise for summer and clockwise for winter.
What are you doing tomorrow?
What am I doing tomorrow?
You already told me what you did today. You focused on setting this up so we can do our first
podcast.
You
use the word focus because it's called Focusrite.
Oh, that's funny. I don't think I looked at that, though. I think I was looking at your computer. That is hilarious, though, because I'm pretty sure I did use focus because of that word right there.
I bet you did.
Yeah, you're probably right, but I wasn't looking at that word, though. That's funny. I saw it on my peripheral. But I didn't say
it. Why do you call it you almost say it like peripheral.
I slur. I've noticed that I slur a lot, drinking or not. I mumble slur my words. I think it's a lazy thing. I think it's a lazy thing.
I notice when I film TikToks, like I try so hard to just talk at a normal pace.
That's
and
why
I slow. I don't know. I do start talking really, really slow. Yeah. Like it's almost like I'm slurring my words too, and I'm totally coherent. And I'm like,
but you're not trying to.
What is going on? And you know when I try to do the voiceovers all the time, I found myself I can't keep up with the words on the audio. Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, not really making fun of you, but Heka is hilarious to use for people that can hear this all over the world because other places people think of Heka like, the f*** did you just say? Heka?
Heka?
Or Hella.
What the heck is that?
Hella from your friend in
The Netherlands?
Yeah, she's probably like, Heka? Really? You're using heka right now?
People are like, well, how would you describe the word hella and heka? It's like, it's just a filler word.
It's
like
literally just a filler word because we're stupid.
Instead of saying, no, I wouldn't say it's because we're stupid. I think every language has that filler word. Ours just happens to be different than the East Coast, which is kind of funny because I feel like in a lot of countries, everybody's the same, all the languages and stuff. But
how many countries have you been to?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, places like Mexico, which is pretty... No, but it's a pretty, I would say Mexico is a pretty big place to hold one language. They have different dialects and different filler words. And
I feel like they're dropping F.
Hella and heca for the West Coast is a very, I don't know if it's even popular. It could have been popular in New York and all, like the East Coast.
Popular is the word for that.
I have no idea the history of heca or hella or whatever, but I do know that yes, we use it as just a filler word, and I think it's a great word.
I do too. I love it. And it will live on. But I also think it's dumb.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
No, it ain't going nowhere.
It's just like the word for fucking or whatever. It's a filler word. You can put that in the middle of
but
anything.
But the F word feels good. Hella doesn't really feel like anything. It's literally just a filler word.
I love the word hella and heca.
Not like the F word.
Hella. I feel like I've just been saying hella.
You drop
hella
an F-bomb, you smash your finger.
I don't yell. I don't yell hella. Hella. Yeah.
That's like laughing.
I went to the bathroom today.
How many times?
Multiple. But I'm just saying, one of the times, Archer came in to get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And he goes and he wants to watch it in front of the TV. And I said, sure. He wanted to eat his peanut butter and jelly sandwich in front of the TV.
There you go. That makes sense.
Whatever. So I get up and I go to make it. But I had to pee first because I drank a ton of water today. So I walked to the bathroom and I could have swore I heard a noise. And I thought, did someone just come through my sliding glass, like my sliding door? Like I heard the screen. And I get up after I use the restroom, I flush the toilet, everything. And I thought it was Archer going out. No, the sliding door was open. And Archer was in the same spot sitting down in the living room waiting for me to make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I could have swore that sliding door was closed. And then I started
thinking. What time was this?
This is this afternoon.
So it's after 12.
Yeah.
Had you already like.
Oh, yeah. He
obviously
came in.
It's noon, right? So he's probably been outside already.
No, this is the part where I was confused. When I walked through the kitchen, I thought when I initially walked by the door to go to the restroom, it open? I don't remember. But what I don't
probably
get,
was.
It probably was. But I do remember sitting on the toilet thinking, why did Archer just go outside? I just told him I would make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Because I know I heard something. Get up and the door is freaking open. I'm not even, it's the weirdest thing.
So. I think that a lot of that stuff has to do with being tired. Like
I know. It's so weird.
No. Exhaustion is like something people don't even think about.
I got this message today. Okay, so Kim wanted me to message a place called the Diaper Shop because she wants to get... They sell diaper cakes. Like they make them look like tractors and trucks and
diaper
castles.
Cakes?
So basically she like... takes all these diapers and like makes them look like really, really fun and pretty. She just said, can you look at it? I want to order a cake for Amanda. I don't have Instagram, so I can't access the Instagram page. It's called at the diaper shop or whatever. Sure. So I go on and I thought she wanted their contact information because when I went on Instagram, there was zero contact information. So I'm like, hey, I messaged a person. I was like, hey, can I get your phone number? My mom would like to, No response. And I texted Kim back and I said, yeah, I just went ahead and messaged them for you to get their phone number. She goes, no, I don't need their phone number. I just want to look at photos. So she wanted me to screenshot their profile to see what they made. Instagram. Well, this was like on Monday and they literally just messaged me back today, which is now Wednesday.
What a business.
Yeah. Kind of weird, right? And I was like, I get it. Maybe they're busy, but
if they sponsor our show, I'll give them a better shout out.
But they literally didn't, they knew exactly who I was talking about. They're like, is your mom Kimberly? I'm like, yeah.
It's probably like a single
person.
She was
person like, shop. And then I texted Kim when I said, hey, I already got their contact. She's like, oh, I already messaged them. I already contacted them. I just want to see what they make.
How did she message
like,
them?
Oh,
through Instagram?
I had no idea.
She doesn't have an Instagram.
No, I think she got it from a friend or something.
Her contact?
Yeah,
email.
She already called them or contacted
them.
So
evidently they're not that popular.
I feel like they're actually really popular.
We had Kim reaching out.
Right, well, right now. But what I was saying was like on the actual like Instagram page, it was really funny because you want me to show you? It's really freaking cool.
what they make, you would be like, oh, hell yeah. So, and I didn't even know this was a thing, but look.
Diaper cakes?
Yeah. They're full on trucks and tractors. Oh, man, what an episode. Can't wait for you guys to join our journey on this. This is something we have been looking forward to. We can't wait for y'all to tune into the next one. Thanks.